Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are listening to the Game Changers podcast. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Game Changers podcast. If you have ever wondered, what am I doing with my life? Why is everything so frustrating? I feel like the world is against me. How do I find my passion, or anything along those lines? Then today's episode is for you. So I actually sat down with one of my amazing clients, Kathy, who specializes in helping people to find their magic, helping people to find their purpose, but particularly with the tools, human design and astrology. And we sat down today and talked about how you can actually uncover why some of the hardships are happening in your life and how you can actually turn those into your biggest destiny. So Kathy and I went through human design. We went through how to overcome issues of self-worth when you're starting a business. We also spoke about astrology and how it can really, really help you to find your purpose, find your passion. And Kathy did a live reading for me. We went through my chart, so you get a little bit of the vulnerable behind the scenes of some of my biggest struggles. And she showed you exactly how astrology can help you to figure out your destiny, to figure out what you were brought here to do. This is an incredible episode. You are definitely going to want to go check out Kathy on Instagram and possibly book yourself in a session, because understanding yourself, self-awareness, is one of the most important things for your success. And human design and astrology is a really great way to help with that understanding. So without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. But just before we do, I just wanted to remind you that if you did enjoy it, please do share it on your Instagram stories. I would so, so appreciate that. And of course, do not forget to subscribe. All right, let's jump in. I'm pacing myself right now, and I'll explain why in a second, but welcome. Welcome to the podcast, lovely.
Hello, and thanks for having me. I'm so excited. And yeah, I just like need to center myself to not laugh too much, because we just like made the biggest mistake. But anyways, we will roll with it.
we've already been talking for like 30 minutes, because we were like kind of just sitting down chatting about fat cats, planning the episode a little bit. But then I did the intro. I was like, welcome to the show. And Kathy was like, welcome.
It's my show. No.
Welcome everyone to my show. Today I'm going to be interviewing Erin.
Yeah, but it felt kind of like that, because I analyzed your chart as if it was like my client, whatever. Anyways, I'm sorry.
That is totally, totally cool. How are you? How are you feeling? What's up? What's going on? Welcome to Game Changers.
I'm great. It feels so good to be here, because I slept in my Game Changers shirt and I'm fully prepared to, you know, embody the Game Changer here.
So, as I mentioned in the intro, Kathy is one of my incredible clients, and I've had the privilege of working with her for many months now, and as well hanging out with her when I was in the States recently. And I have just admired how much she has grown and how intelligent she is with the stuff that she does with astrology and human design, like in awe. We were actually kind of like discussing, because what we're actually going to do in today's episode is Kathy's going to go through my chart and give me some recommendations for business specifically, because obviously the intention of the Game Changers podcast is to help you grow your business, just so that you can see exactly how human design and astrology can actually help give you directions in your life, finding your purpose and finding your business. But Kathy, for those who are just meeting you for the first time, can you go like right to the back of your story, kind of how you I guess, first came online and how you really got into human design astrology. Like, why is this all such a big thing? How do you use it to like help people find their purpose? Like, take us behind how you got to this point now.
I feel like it's like multiple lifetimes. I don't know. I've been online since 2012 and I started like with fitness coaching, like just like food blogging. I had so many roles in my Instagram life, I guess, because everything started with Instagram. So I kind of evolved, but I never really had the intention to have a business just because I didn't have the sense of self-worth, I guess, to see myself as someone who, and even like, to be honest, back then it was not a thing. Like, yeah, people were just not, I come from a small town, so people were not entrepreneurs, I guess, but I always felt really drawn to, you know, the YouTubers and the beauty gurus back then. And I knew that I wanted to do something in English as well, because I come from Germany and I just felt so drawn to the English language and it felt so easy for me to learn it as well. But again, I didn't have the sense of self-worth to actually believe in myself that I was capable of doing that. So it took me a while, but I evolved into like fitness coaching and nutrition coaching, but it never really felt right for me. And then I struggled with an eating disorder, which kind of felt contradicting to pursue this area of my life or to do a career out of it, because it was kind of course, part of my struggle, but I felt like it was not something that I want to do in the future. So I was kind of confused. I studied fashion journalism and media communications. I studied fitness economics and fitness science, and it was all good. But at the end, I always kind of knew that I wanted to do my own thing. So I worked for a couple of companies, kind of had my dream jobs at like Elle, the big magazine. And I kind of managed a fitness, basically a gym, which was cool as well. But still, even though they were kind of the picture perfect jobs, I felt like, no, this is not fulfilling me. I don't want to give my time away for someone else. I'm here in this world to create my own thing and to really make an impact. And I never knew what it was, because again, my sense of self-worth was kind of in my way because I didn't see the value that I could provide people with. And eventually, because of my eating disorder, and I got into personal development, and I really worked on myself and did all the inner work that you could possibly imagine, because I was kind of just forced to do that to survive. Yeah. And to be honest with you, spirituality and astrology in particular was really way too woo-woo for me, because I grew up and it was just, you know, so much judgment around the topics like that. So I never really looked into it, but eventually it always tried to catch me, always tried to find me in some kind of weird way. And I guess the first moment that I realized, okay, I have to kind of implement a spiritual practice into my business as well, was when I launched my German business coaching. It was back last year in August. Everyone kind of struggled with mindset, and I tried to find something to empower people. And obviously personal development in itself is really helpful, but I felt like, no, there's something bigger out there, how I can actually help people to find their path. And that led me to human design, interestingly enough, which I kind of felt turned off by as well, because it's so complex and I didn't see myself really gaining so much wisdom and knowledge about a topic, because it's really like so multi-layered, and still to this day, obviously there's more to explore, always more to explore, which I kind of love. I changed my, because I'm a projector, and we can definitely explain what that means in a second, but I just, when I'm fascinated by something, I just go in this rabbit hole for days, and I can just shut the world off and just, I'm a sponge basically. I can learn so quickly if I'm really fascinated by something. And that really was helpful in switching all of my business attempts, like fitness coaching, fitness blogging, or food blogging. Then I started a German yeah, the German business coaching. Then I evolved into mindset coaching. Then I decided when I started working with Erin, I want to do this fucking thing in English because obviously it's more helpful to connect with people all over the world. And that I did that in February or March, I think. And I still remember when I was in Simply Business, all of my struggles, like every session, should I stick to German or should I do it in English? I was so terrified also because obviously I had to practice my English again because in Germany I don't speak English. Now it feels like I need to practice my German again because I talk so much in English. Like the other day I just couldn't articulate myself. My mom was like, what is wrong with you?
And like, I speak English now.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. But yeah, because I find human design to sum everything up, I had to... Not that I had to, but because human design is part, like has pieces of astrology in it, I wanted to know more about astrology and how everything is kind of interconnected.
Yeah.
And so I got more into astrology and now I'm like in this rabbit hole of astrology. So in the end, you know, the universe always guides you back to what has always been meant for you. And yeah, that's interesting.
For sure. And I definitely want to get into like what human design is because still I don't even think I actually know. But from your story, the thing that I think I really want to highlight for everyone listening, two really important points. I'd love for you to kind of explain, because you mentioned self-worth so many times and how not having self-worth kind of held you back and made it really hard for you to make decisions. I'd love to kind of, I guess the human design helped, but is there anything else that you did to really increase your sense of self-worth? Because I know personally, there are so many people listening to this podcast who are stuck not being able to choose a niche, not being able to decide between their, you know, mother tongue or English or whatever decision they're trying to make in business right now. And I think it all does come back to a sense of self-worth, right? Like charging particular prices in our business, products we launch, it all comes back to that sense of self-belief and that self-worth. So what would be your advice to someone who's really, really struggling at that stage right now? Like what can they start doing today to start increasing their self-worth?
I mean, with the knowledge that I have now, I know that, you know, it's all related to my birth chart, obviously, so many things. But my biggest journey, I've always known that is the inner work that I have to do. And yeah. I obviously back then I didn't know where it comes from that I have such a low sense of self-worth. It was like just natural to me that I don't feel worthy. For some reason, I never felt worthy. Obviously, today I know what it is. And therapy definitely helped me to kind of open a couple of doors for me, but still not the doors that really clicked. Astrology helped me really to see it. Oh my gosh, it's like actually my assignment from the universe to create a sense of self-worth to also help other people to discover theirs. Because essentially, obviously, we come to this planet and we are worthy. And spirituality can really help you kind of channel that energy in your system because you know, okay, like everyone is here for a reason. We just decided to come to this planet as a human because we want to make an impact. We could have come, I mean, if you're really woo-woo, we could have come to this earth and are a plant or some like an animal who doesn't really make that big of an impact, but we are humans. So we have kind of an assignment to help this universe to grow and evolve. And that kind of really helped me anchor in this physical world in a way. Mm-hmm. And obviously like, and I know that you will love what I will now just say, but like the thing that helped me really the most, I guess, even back then when I wasn't too much into spirituality was taking action, like one foot forward every single day in some kind of way, like baby steps. And I still remember to this day, I declared 2019 in January. I usually don't make resolutions anymore, but I just felt in my heart that I need something to be my North Star for this year. And it was that this year is the year of me being out of my comfort zone. Because I was just so sick of myself, literally. Yeah. I was so sick of always having excuses, always holding myself back. Because when you picture it in your head, no one actually holds you back. It's just you and your own like freaking bullshit in your mind. And you actually can take your power back by ruling or by telling your mind what's actually true for you. And that's what I started to do. And it started obviously like the biggest things out of my comfort zone were switching to English. Then I started speaking at an event, and I was terrified because articulating myself and speaking is something that I really had to learn, and still to this day I shit in my pants when I make a mistake, especially in a different language. But whatever, it's like part of my journey to kind of learn that. And again, that's also reflected in my natal chart, which is really interesting, because then you see all of the pieces together and you see how everything is so meant to be, and it's just part of your journey.
For sure. And I think obviously what I love about astrology particularly is it doesn't take away the onus, because I love what you just said, like we are 100% in command of our own minds. I was watching a Mind Valley talk the other day, not the one I was speaking about before this call, but I was watching another one, which I can't remember her name. You might know her, but she's like a really famous therapist. She's got a British accent, but she speaks a lot on American stages, like really like big in the spirituality world. I can't find her name. I'll have to leave it in the description for everyone listening. But she was basically saying like this whole talk about how we are so in command of our own minds, and people actually forget that. Like even saying something like, I'm so hungry, I could die. Our body responds to that command, and why you have to be really, really, really selective with your language. And you're right. Like if you're stopping yourself, it's as simple as you making a new command. Like I almost command myself to take this action and taking it one step at a time. But what I do love about astrology a lot is that, I don't know, it kind of takes some of the heat off without taking the responsibility away. You know what I mean? Like in terms of, you don't ever want to be like, oh, I can't do this because I'm a Leo moon or something like that. You know, you never want to be like, I can't because of anything outside of yourself, because you can do anything. But it helps you to understand, I guess, from my perspective, what I see it to be. It just helps you understand some of the things that may have already happened and why they happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in a way, like I want to add two things to that. What also helped me when I discovered human design. It really, like in human design, it's basically how your energy works and how you absorb energy from your environment. And in essence, like everything in this universe is energy. And what's really helpful that human design can kind of provide you with an insight of where you are really receptive to external energies, because you have centers in your human design chart. And when they are open, it basically means that you absorb all the energy from your environment and you amplify it. So it's even stronger for you. And that's especially true when it comes, like, just imagine you have an open head center. That basically means you take everyone's thoughts, you absorb them, and you amplify it. And everyone's questions are your own questions, and you feel like such a freaking pressure to answer them. And obviously, if you then also have an open emotional center, it means that you take everyone's emotions up, and you don't really know if it's my own emotions or what's going on right there. And that can just mess up your system if you are not aware of that. And that can be the reason why you struggle so much, because when you grow up in an environment and your parents were kind of depressed, or, you know, that in itself really conditions you, but then you kind of feel, or you mistake the energy of your parents with your own. And it goes for your work environment, like for everything. And human design can really help you to see, oh my gosh, I just have to pay extra attention to that, and can kind of have like routines going on where I can release energy, or where I can really center myself, meditate to see what is actually mine and what is going on in the environment. Yeah.
Can we take a step back and maybe explain, because I think we're getting into talking about what human design is, and I love this because, again, like I still feel like I don't know, and I'd like you to kind of explain to me, because therefore you'd explain to everyone else. But like just for the sake of those who are listening who are maybe not woo whatsoever, obviously you just said human design has a lot to do with energy, right? And how you're absorbing energy in particular contexts. Like you said, the thoughts of other people, the emotions of other people. I'm assuming what you mean is there's different types of people who absorb energy in different way. But what do you mean when you say energy?
I mean, everything is made up of energy in this universe. So, you know, like everything, basically, even like physics and chemistry kind of explains that even like a piece of paper is just energy in essence, even though it looks really physical to us, it's just energy, and our body is made up of energy. And like a thought is also a form of energy in this world we live in. So human design can just like provide us with an insight of how our energy as humans works, because it's a mix of astrology, of quantum physics, of the Kuala Tree of Life, the Chinese I Ching, and did I forget anything? No, that's it. Yeah. So it's a mix of so many systems. So it really provides you with a really, really intense knowledge of how we work as humans on this planet. And yeah, I don't know if the...
Yeah. So why would someone want to know that? Like, okay, to just break it down really practically, if we were talking about one of those examples that you said, so the thoughts of other people. No, actually, let's go with the emotions, because I think that's really easy to understand, because I think we all understand being empathetic. You know, when you're quite empathetic, you get affected by the emotions of other people. And I guess that would have to do with human design, right? So we're saying that an emotion is energy. Everyone's walking around as human beings. They've all got their emotions. And if you're someone whose heart, I guess, is open, then you're going to be taking on people's emotions, which could negatively affect you, because if you live with someone who's a cranky asshole, then you're going to be getting that energy back. So how does... knowing that, like, what can they then do? So if we went with that example, like, your heart's open, you live with a cranky asshole, what can someone then do? Like, how do they protect themselves?
I mean, the best way to, I think the best way to approach it, and you will realize it when you have your chart in front of you and it just clicks for you why, like, you look back in hindsight and it all of a sudden, like, so many things make more sense. And then for the future, the way I approach it, because I have really, really many open centers, so I take in a lot of energy, I know that I just have to be extra careful on staying by myself as well. So spending a lot of time alone, recharging, but also, really, like, I have a nighttime and a morning routine. I need my nighttime routine to release the energy of the day. And I have a morning routine to really center myself and be in my own energy. And when I am in a crowd or something and I feel like it's just spent time with people, for example, I've been on vacation with like 12 other people for 5 days, and that really messed up my system. And when I was in the situation, I didn't really realize it, even though I checked in with myself. And then when I got home, I checked in with myself again because I felt really off and not like myself. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I really haven't taken the time to release that energy. And even if you feel like suddenly really emotionally, I don't know, an emotional wave comes to you, and you, I mean, the best thing you can do is just to sit with yourself for a second, even just in your mind, and to ask yourself, is this like mine, or is it like actually I'm absorbing something from someone else? Like, what actually happened that I feel this change in my energy right now? What happened that I feel so many emotions right now? Why am I all of a sudden really drained? For example, I also spent a weekend with a friend of mine, and she was kind of depressed. And when I got back, and I remember that so well, because I know that I called you back then and I wanted to quit my business. I felt like not capable of doing anything anymore. Everything was overwhelming and too much for me. I cried, and it was just not me. It was just, I absorbed her energy and I amplified it. So even though she didn't sit next to me the whole weekend and cried, but she had this depressed energy. And when I got back home, I felt like I had to burst into tears, and I didn't know why. And it was just my emotional open center really reflecting our energy.
So what are the different types? So I think from what I know, well, from what you've explained to me, there's different types, right? You said before that you're a projector. How many types are there, and what are the different types?
Yeah, there are 5 types: generators, manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors, and manifestors. Okay. And reflectors are only 1% of the population. So they're like the unicorns, pretty rare. They have everything open, so they reflect back to us like everything. When you put them into a group, you can just tell how the state of the whole group is, because they reflect everything back to us. They struggle with health issues a lot, because obviously humanity is kind of
toxic.
Not
to jump on just quickly.
It's hard for them to live in this world, but at the same time, they can kind of guide us forward to improve ourselves. Projectors are actually the true guide. So they usually have a lot of open centers. So what I was referring to, that they can reflect back to other people and guide them into the right direction. So for example, with my friend, I could have seen it, and I actually told her, and I actually had a conversation with her that she has to improve in certain areas of her life because I felt that she's depressed. Yeah. But then again, I didn't protect myself and I absorbed all of her depression. Okay. So projectors, they have the capability to really see into someone and see patterns in their life and yeah. then help them guide into the right direction. So they are kind of the guides for the generators and the manifesting generators in the world, because the manifesting generators and generators, they are the workforce of our society. We need yeah. them because they make stuff happen. Like they yeah. have ideas and they bring just, they are 70% of the population for a reason, because we need them to make things happen in this world. Manifestors, they were like the kings and queens of this world in former days. They are actually not a lot of manifestors born anymore, because we kind of don't need them anymore, which sounds really harsh, but you know, our future generation doesn't need them as much as we used to need them back then. And they inform us, they kind of are like the managers and directors, they just inform us about things that go on in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So how does someone go about finding this? Because I assume like astrology, rather than just looking online and kind of guessing yourself, it's better to get a professionally interpreted, right? Because that's with yeah. I think, you know, it's like medical MD, a lot of people go on and they kind of do the little quiz about what yeah. type of person they are, and they're just like all of a sudden make assumptions and throw their arms up and they're like, oh, that's why I suck in relationships. Yeah. I'm gonna be in another relationship again. It's definitely better to get it professionally interpreted. But how does someone go about like actually, like what do they even do to get started with human design?
My favorite website is mybodygraph.com. You can yeah. for sure link that. That you can basically just look at your chart right there, and there are a couple of explanations. And I mean, you can firstly start with just Googling what it all means. And if you want to go in depth, because there are also gates and channels in your chart.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which is kind of the next level of understanding it. And that's basically the flavor of your personality. So that's when it really gets unique to you, because no one for sure has the very same constellation. There are so yeah. many different options. It's the same with astrology. You know, when you want to go into depth, then I would always recommend to get a reading, yeah. Maybe get multiple readings, because it's always a different flavor that you yeah. get. And that really, yeah, draws the picture for you.
For sure. And then, so how does it intertwine? Because with human design, the purpose of it, right, so we know how to protect our energy. It sounded a little bit like it also would help you maybe in the path that you would take. Because you said something about like, these people are better leaders, these people are better at this. And I guess that's what astrology has a lot to do with as well. Yep. So I know that a big part of your brand in particular is helping people to find their magic, helping people to find their purpose. How does both human and astrology, let's just call it human astrology, coined it. How do both those two elements, like how would that help someone who is trying to find their way? Maybe they know that they kind of want to start a business, but like they, let's go down to the really practical, like they don't know what niche they should be. They don't know what type of business they could start. How would human design and astrology help them with that?
So the way I actually approach it also with my private clients is to, I see astrology in your astrology chart as your story. Yeah. So your story throughout your whole life, you can really see the story, that how your life is unfolding, where your soul wants to travel, what you are here to kind of learn and yeah. to then share with the world to help us all grow. And human design, on the other hand, kind of helps you how you can actually approach the world, like how your energy works best in the world. Mm-hmm. Also what your strategy is to show up in the world, like just your success strategy when it comes to how you show up and your energy. And that's how both support each other in a way.
So is someone, okay, this is just a random question, and then I definitely want to get into my chart. I'm really excited about this. But because I think this is a really good, like to hear someone else have their chart kind of read, it helps you to understand the benefit of what you would get out of astrology. And if you're someone who's listening, maybe you're struggling with particular areas, like hearing Kathy kind of go through some of my chart, maybe if you're looking for answers, if you're looking to overcome some stuff, astrology may be the answer for you. And I think hearing us go through my chart would be really powerful for you to make that decision. But just a quick question on the energy, I mean, on the human design side of things then, would someone who's like constantly tired, constantly lacking energy, suffers from burnout, would human design be a good answer for that person?
100%. I mean, human design has for every type a kind of a not self theme. And that means when you are really not aligned with your energy strategy and the universe. I mean, burnout and feeling tired is just like a sign from the universe, literally.
Yeah.
Take, like, do your homework or sit down with yourself and see what we can actually improve, because there's something not right right here. There's something where you go, you are just on the wrong path. Let's just say it like that. And for generators, for example, it's frustration. So whenever you feel frustrated, you can check in with yourself and see, where have I not leveraged my strategy and authority? Because strategy and authority in human design help you make decisions. And when you know how to make the right decisions, or you have a strategy for decisions, I mean, so many people struggle with decision making, then that's already helpful in itself, because it will always lead you in the right path if you make the right decisions. For projectors, for example, it's bitterness. So whenever I feel really bitter about something, I have to check in with my strategy and authority.
For sure. It's crazy, because to me it sounds like the ultimate act of self-awareness, and like to truly succeed, not only just on a like financial plane, not only on an impact plane, but on a fulfillment plane, like it's the number one thing to succeed in all of those areas is self-awareness. Like you have to know how to create success by your own design, create your life, your business by your design. And I think there's so much like carbon copied information out there, which is like, this is the best productivity strategy. This is the best, you know, how to get stuff done. That's, I guess, the same as productivity, but like, this is the best success strategy. This is the best way to structure your Google calendar. This is the, and I definitely create that content, even though most sharing my own experience. But it sounds to me like human design coupled with astrology is going to help someone, whether they're in business or not, really create, as you said, a strategy for how they should work, how they should show up, how they should design their business, and ultimately how they should design their life, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it even helps you in relationships, like in every single area in your life, because if you understand someone else's chart, for example, you can pay attention to that. And that really creates more compassion. That's why I love it so much, because even if you raise your children according to their human design, it will create less trauma and less things. And, you know, it's just like more harmony and peace and love in the end of the day. And that sounds quirky, but it's true.
It's not quirky. It's beautiful. Okay. Let's jump into my chart. I'm so excited. I'm just going to leave it with you. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm not going to. We're switching movie roles now.
Erin's chart is really interesting. The way I approach a reading usually is to really see the kind of pain points of someone's life, to then see where we can have like a story, like of a trauma, because I'm really into, you know, deep inner work and shadow work, because I believe that everything we go through, like every single struggle, just prepared us to have the wisdom to then leverage our purpose. That's just my thing. But something I wanted to highlight in your chart is that you have an Aquarius rising.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. So your ascendant is Aquarius, and Aquarius is like, they just want to impact the world. They just want to impact the world with their wisdom. They just want to create a revolution. They want to innovate. They want to create something really epic for humanity. And that's literally like game changing. Like game changing is just screams Aquarius. And you have that in your ascendant and also in your first house. And the first house is your self-image. So the way you see yourself as well. So you see yourself as a game changer. That's why you wanted to do that. And the way you do it is also really interesting, because when you have Aquarius as your rising sign, it means that your chart ruler are the planets that basically rule, that are ruled by Aquarius. And the planets that are ruled by Aquarius is Uranus and Saturn. And Uranus is basically technology. So how do you do that? How do you do it with technology, like different kind of technology, methods, basically, like video. You love video, like podcasting, just social media, like everything online. That's why you do everything online. And that's the way, like, your success strategy to really impact the world. And that probably really satisfies you. I mean, you can definitely add your comment on that.
How crazy is that? Because, by the way, we didn't speak about this. I told Kathy to surprise me. So, like, what you're hearing is actually live, me hearing this myself as well. But how crazy is that? So for someone who, I guess, this element that we're talking about, maybe someone doesn't, because I already obviously have an online business and I'm already doing all of that stuff. How does what you're speaking about now help someone to maybe find their own path? Like, what in this that you're speaking about, if someone was like, you know, if we went to that example before, like they're sitting at a 9-to-5 job, they know that they want to do something, but they don't know what it is. Like, where do they need to look in astrology for that?
I mean, the biggest or the best way to start is to first of all understand that you are so much more than your sun sign, because I still feel a lot of people don't get that. So your sun sign is a part of your chart, but there are 12 other houses and 12 other zodiac signs, and you have every single zodiac sign in yourself, like every single one. So pay attention to everyone, like, because I know that, you know, when we know I'm a Leo sun, I was the same person for years. I just look at Leo stuff and I couldn't resonate, and I was like, astrology is not true, like it's not real, that's not a thing, because it never relates to me, because I also never understood how horoscopes are actually made up, because it has kind of nothing to do with your sun sign, but I don't want to confuse anyone. But the way to start is to see, obviously, your rising sign, your ascendant, your sun sign, and your moon sign are really important to know, because it's a big part of your personality. Your rising sign is the way you show up in the world, like the first impression that you get to other people. So how the world also perceives you in a way.
So that would be really helpful for someone. So you said that mine is like kind of that, like, disruptive, game changer, innovative. So then if someone's was, say, more like creative and artistic, like, I don't know which sign that would represent, or someone was more like entertaining, like I seem like Leo is more like bold and entertaining, like that could that help someone maybe find a, let's say, career or passion? Because they know the way they show up in the world is dictated by those characteristics, right?
For sure. I mean, that's, again, like awareness of yourself and how the energies that you have in your system to kind of leverage them and create something beautiful out of that. Yeah. But I mean, the best way to approach when you want to really build your own business or make an impact is to, in my opinion, always look at the really, really painful parts of your story.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of astrology, look at the painful parts in your story, and then you can maybe look at your astrology chart and see where you, for example, where your Chiron placement is, because Chiron is the biggest wound we have to heal in this lifetime. And it really indicates that there's something that the universe wants us to learn so we can share it with the world, because the purpose of the universe is for all of us to expand and grow. And that's what we can do together. So when you want to create an impact, look at your own story and the struggles you had in your life.
That resonates so much. Okay, so my like biggest struggle, and I've shared this quite regularly, and even recently on my video, which I know we had a conversation about before the episode. So I guess like my biggest struggle that I've always struggled with is validation. Like the way that people perceive me, I've not worried about that, but it's like I feel lack of control over that. Obviously you can't control how people see you, but I've always wanted to manage myself. Like it doesn't show up as much these days, but just as an example, like in my first business, obviously I struggled with a lot of imposter syndrome because I was too afraid to take action, because in case people saw me as unprofessional, or in case I made a mistake, I didn't want people to see me as unprofessional. When I was in my early 20s, you know, I always managed myself in a way and did things in a way that made me seem maybe cooler than I was. Like I would specifically always just, this sounds really silly, but let's just be totally vulnerable. Like it would be really important to me when I went out to nightclubs to like be in the DJ booth, because I wanted to be perceived by the entire club as VIP. You know what I mean? Like little things like that. Like I really wouldn't want to stand in the line of the club. Like I'd want to know people so I wouldn't have to stand in line, because of the way that people perceived me. And so that's probably one of the bigger things that I've struggled with. And again, it doesn't show up as much these days, but I've always kind of wanted to be perceived in a certain way. And that's probably one of the biggest struggles. So how is there anything in my chart that kind of alludes to that?
For sure. It's like, it makes total sense because I want to add to your Leo, like your moon placement, because I mentioned that your sun and your moon placement are really important. And what you just like told us is that your deeper personality, like the deepest struggle you had was with validation, and you have a Leo moon. So your moon placement is in Leo, which kind of means your deeper personality and your deeper emotions are like, they represent itself like Leo. And the Leo energy is really, I mean, a lot of people kind of bash on it and they are like really self-absorbed and really sure of themselves. But in essence, they are kind of really insecure because they always crave that, you know, other people see how amazing they are, because deep down inside they feel like, I'm so freaking amazing. Why does not everybody see that?
Yeah.
Like, why don't people see that? Am I wrong? And then they second guess themselves and they feel like weird because no one actually tells them, oh my gosh, yes, you are amazing. So that's just the struggle Leo has all of the time, because in essence, they just want to be perceived as really, really loving, because Leos also have a really big heart and they really are caring and compassionate, and they just want to connect to people and they just want to kind of be perceived as, like, you know, a royalty. I mean, that's what a Leo is, like a leader in a way as well. And you, like, the interesting thing is that Leo is on the exact opposite of Aquarius. So that's obviously your ascendant, and also a big, big personality trait of yours, that you want to be the game changer, that you want to, you know, impact the world. And you have this polarity that kind of is really playing tricks on you, because you want to connect to people and you want to be perceived as, you know, the warm and loving leader, but at the same time, you kind of want to disconnect to people because you want to like be up there and rule everyone and kind of create a revolution, be the game changer, which is kind of also Leo, because Leos want to be amazing and they want to be a royalty. And you have Chiron, which I just mentioned is like the biggest wound you have to heal, in Cancer. So that kind of indicates, because Cancer rules the moon, and Cancer is like emotions and even like the connection to your mother in a way, like maybe there is something going on. But if, because you have your Chiron wound in Cancer, means that also your moon energy is wounded.
Yeah.
So your deeper personality is always wounded. So that Leo energy is always wounded. And that's why you struggle with validation.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because one of the videos that I made a couple of years ago was about how actually my need for validation was heightened because I got so much of it from my mom. Yeah. She was like, bless her soul. Obviously she didn't maliciously do this to me, but to the point where it's like, when I got my pen pal license, she like threw me a party. Like, you know what I mean? It was like over validation. Like I was a superstar, like full blown, like in after a basketball game, it was like, I am just like the god of the world, because I felt it was like that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it's really interesting. Far out. How crazy is astrology?
Yeah.
So what else? What else is there? Maybe, is there anything in my human design that we could kind of like speak about? What even is my human design, by the way?
I think you must be a generator. Yeah, you're for sure a generator. And I think I mentioned that in one of our calls as well, because the profile line in human design is kind of your life theme. So how your energy works in this lifetime and what you are here to kind of also be for the world. And you have the fifth line profile. So it's like you are a mirror to other people. So the way you show up and the way you create things and the way you even like act on camera, like just the way you show up is kind of mirroring people back, that this potential is also out there for them.
Yeah. Wow.
You know? Yeah. That's like the big thing, like why you created, you know, everything on video, why you just share so much with the world, why you dance on camera, why you express yourself even with your style, because that maybe resonates with other people.
For sure. Something I'd like to ask for everyone listening, if they do know that they're like struggling. So for me, obviously I know the whole thing about validation, like if they're someone who really wants to start a business, right? Yeah. And they're really, really struggling to show up, but they can't really identify like what's the thing holding them back. Could astrology help with that?
For sure. I mean, if I would be in a situation like that, I would definitely look into the Chiron placement, as I mentioned before, maybe even Saturn, because Saturn is like big revolution and things you tend to struggle with as well. And even interceptions in your chart, which is kind of next level, but it means that the energy of a certain zodiac sign is kind of swallowed and you don't really have access to that. Yeah. And that can obviously create a struggle in yourself, and that can hold you back because you don't know how to leverage that energy. And in essence, we need all of the 12 zodiac signs and the energy of everything. That's why we go in a year, for example, we go through every single zodiac sign. We have seasons. That's why, because we need everyone, like we need everything.
So how does someone then, if they like find out their, I guess, I don't want to say destiny, but they find out their story. You put it so nicely when you said story. How do they then not fall into like passive victim mode from that? If it's like, oh, my Leo's always wounded, like how do I not, like how would someone, once they found out maybe some of the reasons why they are the way that they are, how do they not make that their continuous story?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it also relates to human design. And something that I always stress is, because I mean, maybe it's my Capricorn moon and I can't let people fall into victim mode. I hate that, because it's not like the universe is punishing you in any way. The way I see it is like every single struggle is the biggest gift you have, because it leads you to your purpose. Because if it wouldn't be a struggle for you, you wouldn't take the time to learn about it. You wouldn't take the time to gain the wisdom to overcome it. So everything you struggle with is really actually leading you to your purpose. So it's the biggest sign that the universe can give you. And that's the way I approach every single struggle, always. Because I mean, I have, you know, I have my Leo sun and it's wounded and it's intercepted, so it's basically not there. So the Leo energy was really something I had to step into. That's why I struggle with, you know, seeing myself as a leader, seeing myself as amazing. Like my sense of self-worth is really wounded. That's why it is one of my biggest struggles. Also, I have Saturn in my second house, and the second house is the house of self-worth and how I see myself and how worthy I perceive myself. Biggest struggle. That's why that's a big theme for me. And astrology really helped me to see that and to kind of give me the validation also for my struggle, because it's kind of part of my destiny. So it's not weird that I feel like that, because it's actually written in the stars. It's my assignment from the universe, if you want to say it like that. And if I can overcome that, I can now help other people.
I love what you just said, the assignment from the universe. So many people, they do take their struggles as like a bad thing, but is it always, you know, we can go really morbid with this conversation as well. I mean, there's been people who've had horrific things happen to them, like terminal illnesses, car accidents, losses in their lives, and turn that into complete power that's like changed millions of people's lives. I mean, if you look at like, say, for example, Tony Robbins, you know, everyone knows I love Tony Robbins. Like his story was that like he had a terrible childhood with an abusive mother and some days absolutely no food to eat. And now he's feeding millions of people around America with his charitable, you know, organization. And I think that's so beautiful what you just said, like our biggest, deepest struggles are actually our destiny, right? Our purpose. It's like, not as if just because you've got a fucking skill in something that's like, oh, I need to go down and like make that my purpose. If you truly want to make change in people's life, look at the things that actually hurt you the most rather than just this accumulative skills that you've got, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And actually, I remember now that we have this conversation, when I was maybe like 14, 15, I sat in my room basically, and like it was in the middle of the divorce of my parents and like my eating disorder and like all the struggles, and I felt like, what the fuck, like why is everything happening to me, and why do I always feel like everything a human can possibly experience in his life is happening in my childhood and going on, like really, like until now I feel like I have lived so many lives and so many experiences, and I never understood like, why is this happening to me, why can't I just grow up in a normal family with normal parents, like normal siblings, like everything just picture perfect. Kind of that's what I always craved and always wanted. And obviously I had years of victim hood. It was not like I got out of that and was like, no, that's just all for a reason. No, I really struggled with everything. Obviously, that's why I had over 10 years of my eating disorder as well, because I just didn't understand it. And then there was kind of a shift or like a turning point where I was like, this is all kind of happening for me. I feel like I'm not entitled, but I know that I deserve like the best future possible. I don't know how, but I feel like everything is happening for me because something amazing must happen in the future. Something amazing. And that's just like stuff that I have to go through. And then I can look back and see, oh, it all made sense in the end. So I feel like everything we struggle with is kind of, you know, our path, and falling into victim mode really doesn't help anyone, and especially not yourself.
And I love it because I think astrology is such a beautiful way to kind of take ownership of our own story, right? Rather than like, fuck the world's so shit. Like, why is all this stuff happening to me? You can be like, you know what? This is actually for me. Like this, I don't know if your game went quite more, but like if someone, you know, was hit by a car and ended up in a wheelchair and then ended up doing like extreme philanthropic things for paraplegics or something like that, you know, it would, someone could look at their astrology and their chart and say, like, this happened to me for me because I was supposed to be this person, right? And it gives you that faith that it's like not the world just attacking you, that actually the, even as traumatic as it may be in that moment, it's for you. Like it's a gift in a sense, in a weird kind of way.
It is. That's why I always say, like, every single thing that happens to you is obviously a sign from the universe, but especially the hard things, because the way the universe works is in contrast. So you have to experience the contrast in order to come to your purpose. So whenever you experience something really traumatic, you can ask yourself even like, what's the contrast of that? Like, what am I supposed to learn here? Like, why is this happening? And what is this actually teaching me in a way? And especially when you look back in your childhood and you experience something really traumatic, you can ask yourself, okay, I experienced that because it conditioned me, because my soul actually wanted to go to the exact opposite. So how can I go there?
Oh my gosh. I feel like we could talk about this for hours, but I really want to leave it on that note because that was just beautiful. For anyone listening, I really, really hope that that has just blown your mind as much as it has for me. Where can people get you to like do this for them? Like, where do they find you? How can you do their chart? How can you help them? Because I just think there is so much power in this stuff. There really, really is. Like, I am literally going to make you read my entire chart.
Literally my you. You can. You're welcome.
but so how can someone find you so that they can start doing all this stuff? Because I just think it's so, 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 so powerful.
Yeah, definitely reach out to me on Instagram. I'm Magic Kathy Official with underscores. You can definitely probably link that. And I have a podcast. It's the Magic Kathy Show, where I also share like about recent transits in astrology, what's going on in the sky, and you know, the moons and like stuff like that. What happens in my life and how I can see that astrology is even unfolding now for me. Because obviously, we all have to learn, and I still have to learn and grow. And it's just amazing to share that because then we feel less alone, I feel like, because so many people can relate to it. And then, you know, it just all makes sense. And in a way, that's one thing I want to add on it, because I'm a self-projected projector. So my authority is self-projected. That's why I have to talk about stuff, which is interesting, because I only can tap into my intuition when I talk about stuff. And then I had my biggest struggles in childhood to talk. Like, I never talked. That's why I got so lost on the way. But yeah, that was just like a thing to sum up.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it so much. Honestly, thank you so much. This was like so, so, so powerful. Everyone, make sure you do go follow Kathy, book in a session. Like, you will just learn so much about yourself. And really, really, if you're struggling in any area, life, business, relationships, health, there could be a reason for it. And it could be more beneficial than you actually think, right?
Yeah, for sure. And also that's another thing I want to add, you don't just do that for yourself. You do that really like for your whole lineage, because you will realize when you understand yourself, you understand your parents, and then you understand your whole family, you have more compassion and you might find peace with them as well, because that has been a big struggle for me. I kind of rejected everyone because of my childhood. And now I feel like I have so much compassion for everyone. I can sit on a table with them again.
Wow. So powerful. Thank you so much, lovely.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, well, so there was some seriously, seriously powerful stuff in today's episode. I really hope that you benefited from listening to us talk about spirituality, human design, and go through my chart, helping me understand things about myself that I didn't already know, and hopefully it helped you gain a broader perspective of how human design and astrology can help you. Do not forget to go and follow Kathy. Make sure you reach out to her and let her know that you loved the episode. I want to thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.